This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast, we want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 527 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed and welcome to the show. On this week's show, well, it's all about May the 4th be with you. As you know, the May 4th week every year has this special celebration related to Star Wars. And this week, I'm going to be giving you a number of different things to listen to from the parks, all Star Wars related and attraction related, so you can already guess what it's going to be. And we're going to listen to Star Tours with a lot of the characters that are newer. We're going to hear some Rise of Resistance, and we're going to hear a cut I did of Millennium Falcon Smuggler Run from about 2 years ago. And it's going to be the run, but it's also going to be some commentary before and after. I liked what I said then. I still think it comes into play now. Okay, guys, without further ado, may the 4th be with you. Enjoy this week.
Airspeeder rental companies are located on level 4. Thank you.
Hey, guys, this is Ed, and we're going to take a ride in Disney's Hollywood Studios. We're at Star Tours. Come along with me.
Mr. Danforth, please meet your party at Star Tours baggage claim. Thank you.
Watch your language. There are younglings here.
Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraint securely fastened, and please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados, con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado, y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
What?
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
All right, if you can hear me, raise your hands in the air. All right, so my row 5. If you can hear me, definitely raise your hands in the air. All right, my row 5. When the door is open, please do not move. I'm going to have to check the room or something.
All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401, that's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Audio takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Oh, shoot! Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am C-3.
We know you have this rebel spy on board.
I've never seen that human before.
Thank you.
Don't underestimate my power.
have no idea.
Combat zone.
Combat zone. Oh no.
I am Princess Leia of Alderaan. We've placed a rebel spy vital to the survival of the rebellion into your starspeeder. You must see them safely delivered to the coordinates I'm transmitting to your R2 unit. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Star Tours. You're my only hope.
Our only hope? What do you mean we'll be making a slight detour?
Your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Be sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Goodbye.
So, you know, Star Tours is my favorite, and I don't know why I didn't think of recording those earlier. I know they're really paranoid about you using video on there, but I thought this is actually appropriate to do for recordings, because you'll be able to get so many of the different mix-ups on the different missions and such like that. I did notice on, I'm not sure how many times I did Star Tours today, or that Sunday, it was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 times. But I did notice that when Darth Vader comes up at the beginning of the mission and tries to stop you looking for the spy, when Kylo Ren does it, it's the identical like scene. It's just the bad guy changed. So I thought that was pretty cool. Something else that was kind of cool was the store itself has been pretty much cleared out in the middle. There's still merchandise around the edges of it on the walls. But that whole area in the center where they used to have originally the droid building, those little droids, and they just had generally like those turnstile stands of pins and such like that, that's all gone. Thank goodness, because that was always a pain in the butt getting out of the store after the ride. So that was very, very cool. Good to see that. Now we're going to take a ride on the Smuggler's Run, the Millennium Falcon ride, and I use the single rider line exclusively. It was incredible. I got to recommend it to you. Even if you have a party of four, you could pretty much get on that ride pretty quickly, all four of you, and there's a really good chance you're going to ride together. no matter what they tell you. So I went on Smuggler's Run probably about a dozen times on Sunday. And when you think about it, that's like 3 years worth of riding it. If you go to the park a couple times and you ride it once or twice. So that was pretty cool. And I did find a lot of stuff. Not a lot, but you did figure some things out. I found a hidden Mickey. So that was pretty cool. In the loading room right before you get into the Falcon's cockpit, as you're getting that whole speech about how you're going to do well and what you're going to do, you see a little hidden Mickey on the side of the console there. I'll throw a picture into the show notes for that guy. All those different missions was pretty cool because I almost felt like I was a crew member kind of looking for a crew, because as a single rider, you get put in with the crews, and you'll hear it in the recording in the beginning where you have the cast member just saying how many people are in the crew from the regular line, the standby, and then if there's anybody missing, you go to the single rider line if there's nobody else in line, one or two. So that kind of means you're going to mainly be the engineer, and unfortunately, that's kind of a boring job on the ship, but you make the best of it, and you do learn a lot of things. As far as the engineer goes, just basically hit everything that's flashing, and that keeps you at 100%, and that gets you all the points you can get, or the credits at the end of the mission. Now, after a dozen rides, I was the pilot once, so that worked out. Nobody in that family wanted to be the pilot at all. I was the gunner twice, and the rest of the times I was engineer. And what was cool as far as a gunner, and you'll hear me talk about this, and this is something you only kind of learn if you do this, if you ride the ride a couple times, you don't have to keep pushing the gunner's button. You hold the gunner's button down, and it just keeps on shooting. And it's something else I have to look into is that when you sit down in the gunner seat and you open up your console, you push the button, a little thing pops up saying, do you want automatic targeting or not? So I don't know if you get better points without it, or how you even try to target without it. So every time, those two times I was on there, I had the targeting both times, and you know, it was pretty cool. You hold the button down, it kind of keeps shooting everything it has to shoot. The other thing kind of fun about the crews, or all the different crews, was that you had people to talk to on a day in the parks when you didn't have anybody that you came with. A solo day in the parks are fun, but you know, you do want to talk to people. And it was so cool because, as like I said, the extended crew member, I was kind of like the extra man, but it was so cool in that some crews, it didn't matter. Some crews, it was just like everybody was quiet. Nobody was talking. Some people just said, you know, they were talking back and forth. And for the most part, once you got into the cockpit, everybody lets loose. You'll hear screaming and yelling and, you know, cheering everybody on. So all the way around, a very, very fun experience. Now the crew you're going to hear coming up, probably one of the best crews I was with that day. So listen in, this is my ride on Smuggler's Run. And again, single rider line, I cannot say enough about it. You'll hear how fast it took me to get on it. It was like no time at all. Here we go. Hey guys, this is Ed from the Disney Nerds Podcast. Come along with me as I ride the single rider line on the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Walking through a very long hallway till we get to a choice of two stairways, one on the left, one on the right, the hangar bays. I normally go left, but either way, whatever's the least crowded. The stairway takes you upstairs to where they start loading the Falcon and their crews. You'll listen in on the process. Hopefully I'm not going to be an engineer again.
Four. 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 Probably behind my board. Yeah. All right, before?
Yes, I have.
So have we.
Oh,
so
good.
We're really bad.
Oh, no.
They're not going to give up being pilots, but do you want to be an engineer?
No, no. You guys are the gunners. That's good.
Oh, gunners. Yeah. Okay.
Hold the button down. You don't have to press it. Just hold it down. And it automatically fires as long as you hold it down.
Oh, we can bang on it. We've done this
just
like 10
push
times.
Push it down and hold it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Don't tell me no every time we go on it.
There you go.
Well, just hold on the button.
One of these times we're going to have six people and we're going to try that.
There's some trick.
I can't wait till we have the Wookiee trick.
Yes.
The Chewbacca thing.
Yes.
I just want to have six people I can all trust and know that everybody knows what they're doing. That'd be a fun trip.
We kind of do. We're getting there.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Not necessary, but cool.
No, I mean, we're trying, yeah. We're on one time, two times, and kind of started
checking
out.
You have to aim, though.
No.
Just hold the button.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And actually, as you're starting up, you hit a couple buttons to make it automatic aim, too.
Yeah, but I can't remember how to do that. This is the first time.
I know. There's so much going on when you get in.
Yeah. Oh, and you got to do it right away.
I know you're going to keep hitting the buttons on your side as they light up. The gunners, this defends. My engineers, this fixes.
Yep.
You're also going to have a droid helping you out unless you secretly have super stretchy arms.
I do not.
Not today.
Not
today. The incident. Your brave identity card. You will be intercepting a First Order train shipment of coaxium. Gunners, you clear the path. Pilots, line up behind the trace. And engineers, you harpoon that precious cargo. All right, into the cockpit. I hope you are ready, my friends. But to be sure, I will be coming along with you.
It's what? A hidden Mickey?
Oh, funny.
Tracer.
Yeah.
I have the old book, but I gotta think. All the stuff in the
supervised younglings. Por favor, permanezcan sentados y cuide a los niños. Gracias.
Evasive action!
that last car. Get behind the tray. Gunners, shoot the tray. That car goes red and we keep shooting. Good job, my friends. Yes, yes, yes. We got the goods, yeah. I will grab it. You keep up the tray.
Smuggler's Run was great, and that was probably the best run I had all day. We did have a really good record, good score at the end. We got the two containers of coaxium, and they were a really fun group. The ladies definitely knew what they were doing. The husbands, not so much, which was kind of funny. Now, one of the things I forgot to mention earlier was that in all the different rides I did on Smuggler's Run that day, there was one time we were coming back, and at the end of this one, did you hear at the end where you had a little extra talking about the damage to the ship, and he was kind of telling us how much money it's going to cost? Well, the ship itself or the ride itself is based on like kind of a wheel situation. So when you get into the cockpit of the Falcon, you spin around away from that entryway, I guess, you know, how you got on, and then you get into the ride and you do what you're going to do. When you're done with the ride, you swing back around to where you came on, and you get off that way there. So if there is a delay, I guess, on a previous crew, they extend it. They said something like that, where the, you know, they extend it at the end with more damage. Now, one of the other rides I did take on the Smuggler's Run, when we came back after the mission, we actually stopped in space. We got pulled out of hyperspace, and we had to defend the ship for a couple seconds. And then we went back into hyperspace and ended up back at Batuu. So that was pretty radical there in that it was kind of random. And I don't know if it was kind of part of that whole delay thing I was just talking about, or if that just happens once in a while. I do have to say, after 12 missions, or how many I went on at that time, they were all the same mission. It just depends on your pilots on how well or how longer or how different the mission goes. So yeah, really, really fun time.
Star Tours 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401, that's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, click for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Stop right there.
Don't shoot!
I know you have a spy on board.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake.
They're a spy and a traitor to the First Order.
I've never seen that human before. Oh dear. Gotta go!
Don't be a fool.
No.
You are no match for the power of the dark side.
God, someone could get hurt!
Doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
Report back to ITS cockpit.
Incoming transmission from Ray. BB-8, is everyone assembled? Good. Should we be in flight prep? Recruits, thank you for joining the cause. A covert resistance team led by my friend Finn has infiltrated a First Order Star Destroyer that is now headed to this system. Your outpost on Batuu is no longer safe. We have transports waiting to take you to General Organa's secret base on Pokhara. I'll regroup with you there. The Resistance desperately needs your help in our fight against Kylo Ren and the First Order. Remember, it is vital that you keep the location of the Pokhara base secret. Lieutenant Beck, one of our top commanders, will lead you.
Affirmative. Transport is ready. Line Nominai shall personally see them delivered.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Welcome to the cause. May the Force be with us.
Commander Poe Dameron and a squadron of X-Wings shall escort us to the rendezvous point on Pokhara.
Roger, this is Black Leader. I hear you're a fine-looking group of recruits. Well, no time to waste. Let's get you on your way to the General.
Stand clear. Deck doors opening now.
Of course. Huh? Kind of hard not to.
That's better. Check the minor in motivator.
Is that on our main jig, huh?
Yes. I just want to be sure.
All recruits must be on board now. Transport is away in 30 seconds.
Good.
You could have your hyperdrive.
Yes. Check the hyperdrive also.
Transport takeoff in 20 seconds.
Hyperdrive near jig, and it's on our view.
Good. Airspeed sensor?
Nephew!
Thank you, Nine. Black Leader, are you and your team ready?
Affirmative. Engines are hot. Red 2, Blue 5, report.
Red 2, check.
Blue 5, standing by.
Red, okay, systems can't ring.
Affirmative.
Red, okay.
Engage repulsors and hold on, recruits. All ships, launch. I am Lieutenant Beck. As you heard from Ray, I have been tasked with getting you to Pokhara.
Red 2, Blue 5, keep tight now. Let's get ready to make that jump to light speed on my mark.
Black Leader, we're picking up an unusual signal. Are you spotting anything?
Yeah, I see it. We'll check it out. BB-8, what do you got?
There appear to be a number of small craft heading our way. Raise the shields. So we can make the jump.
Be ready, you won't have much time.
Where are all those TIE fighters coming from? Star Destroyers.
Get out of there!
We can't. We're caught in a tractor beam. It's pulling us in.
Although it's a present, it's a fair fight. Don't worry, I'll come back for you. Stay strong.
Cargo vessel TR-141, identify yourselves and prepare to be boarded.
This is TR-141. We are a civilian vessel. By whose authority are we being detained?
By the authority of the First Order, Resistance Scum. Now bring down your shields and prepare to be boarded.
Now, Twig, get out there!
They'll want the location of our secret base. Tell them nothing. The future of the Resistance is at stake. I have a bad feeling about this. Stand back from those doors.
Right before interrogation.
Yes, General.
Enemies of the First Order, we will soon snuff out your meager resistance. You chose the wrong side, and now you will pay. The Resistance prisoners.
You have what I want. You know the location of the secret base, and I will take it from you.
We'll need it on the bridge.
Keep the prisoners here. I will return to finish this personally.
Yeah!
There's no escape. You will tell me the location of the secret base, and then I will destroy you and the resistance.
You outside the wreck.
All right, nice job, recruits. Not what you signed on for, but hey, you're resistance now. I think I have that authority. Right, Beck? Where's the lieutenant? I need eyes on Beck. I know, Scaffery's parking.
Lieutenant Beck here.
Beck, you're alive.
I should hope so. Great job, recruits. Thanks to your heroism, the location of the Resistance base is secure. Bravo! Yes, R5, you too.
Takeoff sequence initiated.
R2-D2, what's going on here? We are not ready for takeoff. The captain isn't on board yet.
You know I can't fly this thing.
No, neither can you. We need a proper pilot.
Attention, all transport hold for security.
Those stormtroopers would be deactivated for sure.
Hold it right there, Captain.
I'm not actually the captain.
We're looking for this rebel spy. Have you seen them?
No one on this transport could possibly be a spy.
Dear.
This
is the speeder we're looking for. Blast them.
It's our part two.
You're traveling with a friend of mine that has vital information for the rebellion.
The spy? I knew it.
Head to the rendezvous point I am sending you. Good luck, Star Tours. And may the Force be with you.
Just a moment, Arthur. Let us consider this.
Here. Could use some help.
Oh, when it ever ends!
Nicely done, Star Tours. Appreciate the help.
R2-D2, don't you dare!
Safe travels. Good to see you again, R2.
I do hope you have enjoyed your flight and watch out! On behalf of Star Tours, thank you for joining us. No more adventures, Arthur.
Please remain seated until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch yourself.
Takeoff sequence?
What? Auto takeoff sequence initiated. R2-D2, what's going on here? We are not ready for takeoff. The captain isn't on board yet. You know I can't fly this thing. No, neither can you. We need a proper pilot.
Attention, all transport calls for security.
Stormtroopers will be deactivated for sure.
Hold it right there, Captain.
No, I'm not actually the captain.
We're looking for this rebel spy. Have you seen her?
No one on this planet.
This is the speeder we're looking for. Shields
up, Hato! Enjoy your flight.
Star Tours 1401, you are cleared for departure. Initiate takeoff sequence.
What?
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
R2-D2, what's going on here? We are not ready for takeoff. The captain isn't on board yet.
You know I can't fly this thing. No, neither can you. We need a proper pilot.
Stormtroopers will be deactivated for sure.
Hold it right there, Captain.
I'm not actually the captain.
We're looking for this rebel spy. Have you seen them?
No one on this transport could possibly be a spy. Dear.
This is the speeder we're looking for. Blast them!
Shields are part two!
Head to the coordinates I am transmitting to you. This mission is dangerous. Be strong and courageous. This is the way. Spit that out.
You can email us at questions at the Disney Nerds Podcast.com and email us individually at Ed at the Disney Nerds Podcast.com, Jimmy at the Disney Nerds Podcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast, and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. And watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your